That's why this is the time now. When did he change the clock notes to stroll?
Next Thursday night.
A week from today, like, kind of?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we'll do it at the same time next week, and then we'll just carry a normal...
Yeah, for me it's normal. For you guys it doesn't make a difference, it's fine with me.
Okay.
So, we're holding over here I think we're holding by Gassas Ruach. So
yeah,
we,
Gassas,
yeah. The Amar Abchia Ba'aba Amar Bechna. Kol Odom Shesh by Gassas Ruach, Lev Seif Nichshal Beishes Ish, Shenema Veishes Ish Nefesh Yikora Titzoid. Amarava Hai Nefesh Yikora Nefesh Gvoyami Boile, Void He Totsud Mi Boile, Al Amarava, Kol Abaleishes Ish, Afil Lomer Tayr, Dixiba Yikor Mi Pninim, Yikor Mi Kain Godel Shechaz Haifnim, So we have two mamorim here about gases. One is about gases of ruach that you nirshay is ish, and one is that a bolish is ish, Torah doesn't protect you. So these are two very, very separate mamorim. Now, you have here most of the mamorim that will follow are all about gases ruach. That's really kind of the flow of it. The piece here about Afilip Yastera, that's something that is an aside just on the Pasik. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Let's take a look at the morale over here. Soif Shabbal Eishasish. So he says the morale says like this. Ki eitzel eches ish ksiv ashe yinaf es eches re'ehu. Ki ike eches ish hu mitzad shen rosh she korvel eches re'ehu. V'gas ruach ein le rea. V'ein adam shavaloi. V'mnei kach seif bod eches ish v'dobu zed nespai b'mokamacha. So he says a knate over here. Now, it's true that it's true that Gassas Ruach has many, many issues with it, each one a different sad. This is something that Shayach Teishes Ish, and it goes as follows. We need to wait a minute on something. There are many arayas, some more chomer, some less chomer. Eishes Ish has in itself a property that is, on the one hand, it has a rias, it is an act of a rias. There's another knach to it, and that is that it's something that is kosher to bailus. In other words, a person has a certain bailus, it belongs to me. This is my wife. The Pnei Yeshua says somewhere that ish is a subset of gezel, as well as arayas. In other words, there's the element of the hana. Let's say other arayas that are also, I don't know, a brother and a sister. So there, it's not. It has no shaykhis to the gezel part of it, but rather has shaykhis to the. It has more shaykhis to the part of. Of just a hanah, that is a hanah asura, it's a bi'a asura. Over here, it's something where it belongs to somebody else. It's like sachmoid, beis re'echa, eches re'echa, and so on. This is all part of what belongs to somebody else. So there's an additional element over here of the gezlik aspect. The Torah calls it eches re'ehu. In other words, you have a right to it, to your wife, he has a right to his wife, and the other person's right to his wife. That's the property, so to speak. That's his tchum. That's him. A person who is a gas ruach sees himself as being above everybody else, just like dina de malchus dina is something which means the king's right, the eminent domain of the king. Overrides your personal right to property, so the king can grab any property he wants. So that idea also psychologically finds its way to the world of Eishes Ish. So just like my subject's money is my money, so too their wife is my wife. Or is not to my wife, but she's allowable to me. It says like the Mitzrim were shalit on them b'yoyim, and they said it's impossible they weren't shalit on them b'layla. The Gemara Ksubis, the Gzeir of Yavon Tibor Lehegman Tchila, that there was a certain element of dominance where it's not only your property is mine, your wife is mine as well. That is the that's where there's so in as much in so much as there's this element of Gzeila in Kinyane Ishus, there is Gassus Ruach is something which allows you to overcome that with the feeling that you're above, superior, etc., etc. It's very interesting. There was a Maisa, someone told me firsthand the story. There was many years ago, it happens unfortunately every so often, but a story like this has happened recently, but many years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was somebody who was a Haredi psychologist / mashgiach and yeshiva figure, that type of personality. I'm talking about 30, 40 years ago. Know it all, understand it all, tell everybody what to do. He was sort of, I guess, Haredi left politically. That's, I guess, where he's. And at some point, it exploded that he had been molesting women and so on, taking advantage of women. And this person who had been close, a friend of mine, who had been sort of a Talmud of this from psychologist, Mashgiach figure, was extremely, obviously, unnerved by the whole story. And he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman to ask him, like, how could this be? And Shlomo Zalman told him this Gemara. And he said, this person is a gas ruach. Rav Shlomo Zalman knew this person. This person held Rav Shlomo Zalman to be a poisik, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this person is a gas ruach. And when a person is a gas ruach, safe in their space is ish, because there's a sense that I'm above boundaries, I'm above borders. When a person, Arias has in itself a sense of boundaries and borders, especially Eishes Ish, where it's this person's wife, it's not my wife. And when a person is sort of transcends boundaries, when a person doesn't feel that he's restricted, there's nothing in him, there's no humility. I can't make a mistake. I know better than everybody else. I'm beyond everybody else. So there, it becomes that's where the person becomes Eishes Ish. Because Eishes other things, a person could say to himself, it's a perverted type of rotzen. In other words, I look into myself and I say, whether it's Kurva or Zohar or whatever. So over there, I have the personal boundary of it not being right, appropriate, betzim. But the idea of violating somebody else, taking away somebody else's kesher, the feelings of haughtiness tend to trample on that, and that's why the person is nechshalit. There's another place, the Maral. Let me get the Maral, and if I have it here, Sivis Olam, he speaks about it. You know what? Let me get it. I have it here also on the computer. In the sieve of, one second, let me go to, he speaks about it in the sieve Agaiva, and he says a very similar, he brings this down, and let me just get it inside. Gassus. And it says over there another pshat, that why is it that the person is nechshal Eishes Ish? Just give me a second. Here. So he says, I'll read you over here. In his understanding, he's nobody's peer. Nobody's his peer. Because he feels that he's above it all, and he says that's pshat. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yekanu leMoshe melamed shechashtu beishesish. Like it when you learn the Gemara over there in Ma'id Katan, it sounds as if. It sounds as if it's sort of a like they were looking for a libel. They didn't like him. They were upset at him. They were jealous at him. They didn't like him. So b'meila they cooked up this HSH. They could have said drugs for all that matter. Just found something. The way he says is it stems perfectly. They felt that Moshe is haughty. He's nivdal. And that was the whole. In other words, the negative feelings as much as Rabbeinu, even of Miriam and Aaron, they said, you know, you're praving something that's not legitimate. You're holding yourself higher than everybody else. So the Vayekanu leMoshe sort of chshad is eshesish because that's exactly what a Gassus Ruach would bring. They said, if you're a Gassus Ruach, then probably you are next racist ish. Okay. So yes.
The question. Why does that call him this guy or something like that? Why is it called? What's Gassus Ruach mean? What is that? Because normally it's guy, but so it's a call him this guy, Al Haveroi, Soplevale ish. What's Gassus
Ruach? You ask on the lesson of Gassus Ruach. So yeah. The Maral speaks about it later. We'll see about it. The word Gassus Ruach. The Maral later, which he speaks about Kulubal Kolarayas, explains, and we'll talk about it then. But the word Gas Ruach has a very clear, irrelevant meaning vis-a-vis this point over here. It is something that's very shy after this. Okay, then it says, even if he's somebody, then it says, Revelant Pshat, Kolaboa Lechisish, Afil Loma Torah. So if somebody is Baal HaShishish, even if you learn Torah, he's going to go to Gehenna. Now, it's something that we need to understand what exactly is it. It's any affair like that. But Lechura, we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do tit for tat. Like, you know, listen, if you're so nice and such a big Baal Tzedakah, we'll give you 10 free Averis. You're such a big Talmud Chacham, we'll give you 10 free Averis. It doesn't work like that. You pay for your mitzvah, you pay for Averis. So what it means is that, I mean, the way he says many places, somebody who is shayach to the world of, if somebody is shayach to the world of, what's the right word for it? Gehenim is a closed world that you're either shayach to or not shayach to. Olam Haba is a closed world, so we're not talking just about a particular punishment, because a particular punishment you get for whatever you do, even if the person wasn't zayin until sidayim, it doesn't make a difference. But here he's talking about in terms of being shayach to the world of ruchnius or the world of gashmius. So Eishes Ish in particular is something which, even if you learn Torah, it's going to affect it. And this is despite the fact that Torah is on a higher darga than Kagadol. Why? So Maral says, Ki etzem haGehenim ulemi shebal Eishes Ish. Gehenim itself is something that is shayach to Eishes Ish be'etzem. V'dov is a muflak moit. Kvar ispare medivir chachamim. Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu b'lomai baro yisam zochon nekeva u'kvar yedua ka zochon nechshon tzur nekeva u'shneim b'yachad etzem echad v'shama kosa zochon nekeva b'ruam v'ikra shmam adam. So every single person in this world is a person mikoyach the fact that there's a zochen akeva. Vein sofik kol echod yesh metzias la'atzmoy. Metzias ruvei metzias shimon. So, and also the sense having a metzias in this world means that it excludes anyone else from being there, meaning that we define one of our most elementary understandings of the teva is that nothing can occupy two spaces, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. I can't say both the table and the chair are in the exact same place at the same time. It's either or, either the table is there or the chair is there, but one or the other. So the shleimus varam zachne keva and the metzias of each barrier is that another barrier has no metzias where I have a metzias. Olachein abay shisha oisa nekevi etzem ruvein shemana ke azachne nekevi etz echad hari noitel abilti metzias valahed elagamri ukachroel gehenim sheina gehenim rak veheda metzias vekashe bale shisish vaynoitel aheda roel gehenim. So he says what a person is doing in a certain sense is he is putting himself into a matzav of heder. The person himself is placing himself in a place of no existence. Let's talk a little bit about this in a broader sense. It says that kinez rekev atzamas, that if a person is jealous, that makes his bones rot. What it means is that there are certain averis, certain things that are a hafka from your existence. The nature of avera is that you lose your existence. So the mashal, if a person wants something that's not his, and that becomes my rutzen, and I see myself only as doing something that's not my chelik in the bria, then I bechreach will have to lose out. I undermine my metzias. So the Gemara says if a person wants something that's not his, he gets neither what he wanted nor what it should be his. It's the person's tshuka for existence is in a square that he can't exist. So when a person, an Eishes Ish, is someone else's Metzias, and if a person, so just like when a person is jealous of somebody else, the Rekev Atzamas means I lose myself because I see myself as having whatever it is the other person has, his job, his money, his place in society, and I've given up my place in society, my money, my house, and instead I'm trying to mizdabik and something that's not mine and it can't be mine. So here also, a person is a sholem dafko to isha. If a person takes someone else's, then he becomes mizdabik to something that's not his. Velachein roel gehenim sheina gehenim rak hedam etzias kashubal yeshis vaynetel hedam roel gehenim odvarim eila brurimoid. In this way, this aver is different than other averes. So everything else, the person has chipped away a bit of self. Every other chet carries an element of it. So we say that. So there is a loss. Avlaboy, since it's ish is part and parcel of a person's etzem etzias isha, mishpata gehenim legamri. Even though Torah is also called Isha, Lamashal, Benazai says that he didn't get married because Nafshach Hashkar Torah. So Luchur, this person is anchored in an Ishos that's Ruchnias.
Mekol
So the Torah, even though we say that Torah is davuk to a person, everything, it doesn't come near to when Isha is davuk to a person, because in Isha is the flesh and blood of a person with his neshama. Torah is a pchina like that, but it's not the atzmius. So even though normally Torah is Megan and Torah is a schus against anything else and so on, those are all things that we understand as being external. They're not going to the core of something. Isha, that's what the point that he's making here is, the bria of a person's isha is the atzmius of the person, and if a person is pagia in that, then it's a pagia in an atzmius of a person. A tzushtel to it, you have the mashal by David HaMelech, and when he was chayt with Bathsheba. Even though it technically wasn't Eishes Ish, but mitzad the chaymer inyan, it was like Eishes Ish. In other words, the Navi came to him and said, you invaded somebody else's space, and the mashal that he gave was somebody had one sheep and this was the whole person. In other words, the entire mitzias of Uriah Ber-Achiti was bound up with Bathsheba. That's his whole mitzias. By invading that property, you've basically it's like you stole the sheep from the poor person. You took away his chiyus. It says he would take the you know, he'd warm itself, right, he'd drink its milk. In other words, you're talking about something that goes to the core of somebody's chiyus. The Gemara says it also in the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says eishes re'eu timu, they were metame eishes re'eu, so it says they were masig gvul. Hasagas gvul in halacha is exel dekedin, obviously, and it's called in Lashon Gemara kapaskas lichiyusa. Hasagas gvul is mainly taking away a person's livelihood. If let's say there's a big marketplace and there's enough money to go around for two, three, four of us, there is no real hasagas gvul, because hasagas gvul needs a tiny of kapaskas lichiyusa. You know, it's a neighborhood grocery store. There's only one person can make parnasa here. By coming in, you are cutting me off from my oxygen. So the Navi, when he wants to use a very sharp marshal for it, he says that Eishes Re'ehu with Timu Eishes Re'ehu, meaning Hasagas Gvul, where you take a person's chiyus, is the same like Eishes Ish, which is the atzmis of the person. You're not being pegeh in something periphery. For instance, if a person walks by and I take $100 out of his pocket, $1,000 out of his pocket, $10,000 out of his pocket, I sold money. But this person still has a store, still has a trade where he can keep getting parnasa. But when a person doesn't have that, when I go ahead and I take a person's very livelihood, which is sort of the atzmius of the person, and I try to take that away, that's a similar type of avera. So the this type of avera is called eishes re'etime for the same reason. Okay, one more
question.
Yes.
These two neighbors, just enough to is the one he says, is a Baal Eishes Ish a kind of a mikra, or is it this man who comes on an Eishes Ish who's a Baal Gaiva, right?
Right. Well, he certainly is.
Is there a difference between the two? Oh, no, the Baal Eishes Ish, that just gets me into the that space, and that's it. Oh, no, it's Dafka. Like Be'etzim, this guy was Be'etzim Baal Eishes Ish because he's a Baal
Gaiv
or something like that.
Well, one of them is referring to what will lead you there, and one of them is referring to that how wrong it is what you did. In other words, the way the Maral is explaining it, they both center around a very similar point about us in Eishes Ish. Because ever since Eishes Ish is something very chomer, but it's not more chomer than some other rice. depending on, in some ways it might be more cooler than some arayas. The shesh arayas chamuras that are beskila, they're on the heta. You know, as far as arayas goes, eishes ish is just one of them. And a statement like this, that's what Ral needs to explain. If Torah is not megin, it should have said it by all arayas. Kol abal aray el erva. If gil arayas is so chamur, mitzad gil arayas shavoy, then why is this said by others? And his answer is that it's not mikoyach the gil arayas shavoy, it's mikoyach the other aspects of it, which is the fact that it's somebody else's tchum, it's somebody else's person, the invasion of the person. That's what the Eishes Ish aspect is.
No, it's like enough coming in, let's say someone gets married to someone and there's a problem with her get.
Yeah.
Right? So he's nichshal for sure in Eishes Ish, but he's not in this.
Correct. If the person, listen, in these type of inyanim where he's speaking about the chumra d'avera, it certainly depends on the angle of your particular avera. In other words, in a deima, a person who does it mikoyach taiva, to a person who does it mikoyach disrespect, to a person who does it mikoyach making a mistake and not knowing or thinking it's mutter or whatever it is. Obviously, the quality of that avera and all this type of stuff over here is going to depend on it. That's clear. It's 100% clear. When you're talking about all these type of agadas, where you're really describing a lot more the inyan of it rather than the halach of it, then for sure it'll depend on what the person's. Even if it says kolabo aleichesish, we're obviously talking about if a person made a mistake, so he has a dinishkog on it. He has, it has its chumras, but it's not this particular point over here. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yechim Shem Shemei Choy Kol Odom Sheish Begasas Ruach Ke Oivir Aves Kacham Ksiv Hocha Tavas Hashem Kol Gvar Leiv Uksiv Hossam Vloi Sovit Evel Beisecha Rabbi Yechim De Amar Kilo Koyfe Beika Shenem Avrom Vok Shachat Hashem Lekecha, which is worse than Avodah Zarah. Because now Rabbi Chama says Kilubal Kol Arayis Ksiv Hocha Tavas Hashem Kol Gvar Leiv Uksiv Hossam Ki Yis Ta'iva Sa'ilu Osan Sha'aretz. So got a lot of bad things happening. I saw a pshat just very cute. It's typical of a certain genre of pilpul, I guess. They explain why it is that a person has Gassas Ruach is Koyva Vodizara. The explanation goes as follows. It says in the Pasik, Nasa Odom, Salmenikid Musenu. So it says that this is a place where Toyim, found a place to make their mistakes. By saying that this is a place, it says in the Pasik, Nasa Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted Malachim and so on to make the world. So Vaisais, there was a committee. Vaisais, the world stands on a committee. That's the pasuk over there. And so Rashi says, as he brings the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that it is appropriate for a gadol to be misyais, to be nimlach with a cotton before it does something. So it's appropriate for me, who is bigger, to turn to somebody much smaller than me and say, shall we do this? That's what the pasuk teaches me. And that's how we resolve the problem. So he said, if a person is a gas ruach, so by nature, a gas ruach does not feel the need to consult with somebody smaller. I'm going to ask him, he's a nobody. So he can't learn pshat in the pasuk that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger, he consults with the smallest ones. So he has to learn pshat in the pasuk that they're two equal gods. So b'meila is a kaif beker. It's a very cute, very typical of a certain genre of pshatim. It's very cute. But akopanim, what's the Kilova reserve? So the moral says like this. Kilova reserve yesh kol das ki kol gvar lev hu yoytze meshusa ilagamri. Kein etas shakadosh baruch hu rakashu mashpal atzmoi. Ve'oz hu tachas reshus hakadosh baruch hu k'ra atzmo olo. Asher gvar lev ki lo yoytze meshusa hakadosh baruch hu shvei gvar lev. Ubazeh yoytze meshusa hakadosh baruch hu. Lekachoma kilo oiva v'rezor ki mitzad Hashem yisbaruch hashu ha'ila ha'kol ha'lulim. Akshav mizgoy im kena v'rezor eloi kaishaloi. V'rezor hu shveila. V'im ha'v'rezor eloi kaishaloi yochol yisgoy es loi kasha Hashem yisbaruch hu kaishaloi shu'ila sa'kol v'efshar she'gai v'lefonav. So he says like this. But let's first give a mashal, then we'll understand it. Imagine somebody is taught me certain chachma, and then I learned that chachma, and then I became a very accomplished researcher, inventor, whatever. So I can become a big Baal Gaiva, and when somebody says, but you learned by so-and-so, you'll say, yes, I acknowledge, I learned by so-and-so, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, he taught me this, but everything I've accomplished is mine. Second scenario, somebody lends me a certain sum of money, I open up a business is very, very matzliach, and I'm a self-made, I'm a billionaire, and then someone comes to me and says, but so-and-so gave you the first loan. He said, yes, I'm very grateful for him. He gave me the first $1 million, but from a million to a billion was all my doing. And so that type of scenario allows for me to be Mizgoya. So it's not at all a steer. We have a president today that claims like that. Let's say someone else gives me a check to deposit in the bank. I'm a secretary. The guy gives me a check for $50 million to run down to the bank and deposit. I know that these mashalim will go up soon because everyone knows you can deposit it online and with a thing, with a smartphone, but we'll still give the mashal. I'm walking around with a check for $50 million in my pocket that is Reuven's check to be deposited in the bank. So the person cannot in any sense feel haughty, proud, or anything. It's not my $50 million. It never was, and has no shaykhus to me. I'm carrying it around. I'm taking it, and that's it. So anything that is still at present attributed to somebody else, by definition, I can't feel haughty about it. But once something came from somebody, but it's cut off, and now I've developed it, and whatever I've done, it's now my baby, and I can be misguided about it. A person, if he were to dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu appropriately, he would dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the one who is now being mashpia type. If avodah zarah in the picture that a goy has of avodah zarah, that oiv avodah has of avodah zarah, is different now. It's the gods can give you good stuff, they can give you bad stuff, they can be nice to you, they can be bad to you. Those are all things that the gods can do, but they can't. But I could have gotten there before the gods. It's not, so gods were very nice and they bestowed rain upon me. That's not. But once they finish that, it's over with. The idea that the entire yeshus, the entire existence, is an olor kadosh baruch hu, it's a hemshach kadosh baruch hu, that's not shayach to oiver avodah zarah. So b'meila, when a person's misgoer, meaning he decides that whatever he has is his, and he has a sense of self. So now my relationship to kadosh baruch hu is not the one who is giving me, but the one who gave me, and that allows for a nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That allows a pulling away from Akash Baruch. That's the what the Maral explains over here. He's Avakashuk Valev, Kiyosim Shuk Valev, Ubozitzuk Baruch, Volakacha Mikilver Verezara, Kimit Sad, and Shashem Yisbarach, Sho Ila Korla Lulin, Akasham Yisgoya, Imkena Verezara, like Haishalak. And then Rabbi Yochanan de Ama, the Havakilokaifa Beika, Vizer, Kikasha Eno Adam Ol Inkan Ila. The fikach hayu kilo have a kilo kaifev hog valev einoy mechasha asma olu ala shavis barach ve kasha einol ein kan ila veil dvar mukum ayd mai. So what a person is doing is it's more kaifev beikah means it's more than just I'm making another entity. What makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu an entity in this world is that there are alulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his hemshah, so to speak, that thrives this world, which is people. If I remove myself from it, I'm also simultaneously removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world is through his alulim, and if there are alulim without an ilah, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Okay, any questions? Okay, so Mitzvah next week, same time, right?
Yeah, right. So. Yes, thanks, Trevor.
Okay, take care, bye.